Burp, and I'm here with Jason from Origin. Welcome back to Portland.
Hey, it's good to always good to be back.
Nice. You were just here a few months ago, Summer Slaughter-ish.
Something like, time all kind of blends together, so I don't remember exactly what month it is, but it seems like it was like 3 months.
So I wanted to ask you, I told you just prior to this interview that when I saw you guys, it was out of control. I mean, it was the best thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it, and I see 4 shows a week. How hard is it to do this every night?
Honestly, it takes a toll, but I think the way we've all, like, as far as us in particular, we don't know how to play any differently. I think shows that are where we don't have energy and we're kind of just going through the motions are the shows that fucking drive us, like, we are so uncomfortable and foreign to us, so where we just give as much spastic whatever we do as much as we can all the time, because it's just, I don't know how to do anything differently, you know?
I was going to ask you, do you ever, like, yearn for a ballad?
We have a slow song on the new album, like, Slow for Origin, and we've been playing it a lot of times on this, but, like, even that feels out of place for us, because, you know, I've lived by the theory of if I'm bored on stage, everybody in the crowd must be completely bored, so the minute I get, like, not working, like, everything will just be downhill from there, so songs like stuff like that, I need the energy up all the time and just constant everything I can get, you know.
So you're headlining tonight, are you an hour set?
About an hour, yeah, okay. Usually.
Next year is the 20th anniversary of Origin.
More or less.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an ambiguous year, Origin. We've been goofing on it. We have a shirt, like a 20-year anniversary shirt now, but we're just jumping the gun, I suppose.
Any plans?
At the moment, we haven't really... Well, the goof of this tour has been our latest CD, Unparalleled Universe, came out this year, and it's been, like, a trend in the metal community for, like, every band is going on 10-year anniversary tours for, like, some, you know, innocuous album that you may or may not like. Not even, like, their first album, just an album that was, like, well-received. And we thought it was, like, even, like, friends of ours, bands, and, like, no disrespect to them, but we thought it was a little corny. So we started goofing, like, that this is our 10-week anniversary of Unparalleled Universe. So we've been banking on that for this tour, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think we have any specific plans. I don't know.
So that album came out June 30th, which was my birthday. That's how I know that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Tell me... I think 2008, you guys had an album that hit Billboard Heatseeker, like, at 21. Does that matter to you? Do you check...
Oh, do you want my professional of my...
Both.
What I need to say or what I personally believe?
Give me both.
I don't know. I always see those... It's been come popping up a lot lately. A lot... Like, every band gets it. Every band gets that little banner with number whatever on this, number whatever on that. And to me, it's just fluff. I don't think it really matters. Like, I mean, as far as that specific, like, credential, I guess, of it... people, like, what matters more is first week sales numbers are important to record labels, but the Billboard stuff, because nowadays nobody's, it's doesn't even matter anymore, because nobody's buying, CDs are dead, you know, so.
I remember when I talked to Revocation, I asked them that question, too, and they said that they like, you know, wait and wait and wait to see it, and that helps them get on whatever tour.
In a way, it does.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because that's my personal opinion, is that it's fluff, but professionally, yeah, it absolutely does, because it's more of a, Jesus, I shouldn't even be talking about it like that. But yes, no, it's very important. We love Billboard, and we want to be on everybody's good graces, and blah, blah, blah.
Tell me why the Ruggera cover.
Oh, well, we've been doing a cover on, we did a cover on the last album, and we like doing stuff like that, but, the story behind that is generally that half of the band, when we were deciding on which cover to do, half of the band were adamant about, we need to do something that isn't a brutal song, that isn't metal even, make it our own, make it heavy, and, you know, blow, you know, something that people would want to look at on YouTube or some shit like that, and get a bunch of hits, because it's interesting. The other half were like, no, we have to keep it solid, we have to do like a Cannibal Corpse or something, some we need to do a brutal song, and that was like the middle ground of just like, well, it's still brutal, but it's in Spanish, so that makes it kind of interesting, and it's all one of all of our favorite bands, so we came to like that was our middle ground.
When you guys have debates like that. Is there one person who is like, you know, like founding member or something like that? One person that has the say, or is
not
it
not necessarily? Not in Origin, not necessarily. We all work it out equally, which has been great. Like from the minute I joined, I've been in the band for 7 years, I want to say. And from the minute I joined, I was never treated like a new guy or anything like that. Like it's all been always super cool, and you know, input is always appreciated because we're just trying to do what's best, not like one person's visions for what's best. So
Origin is classified as technical death metal. You guys are very technical musically and very brutal on the other side. Which do you think is most important for Origin? If you had to, if you could only be one, which do you think would be more important, the technical part or the brutal?
I think it's changed over the years. It's waxed and waned in what people are looking for. There's a diehard fans of, like, the typewriter attack of the old days, or, you know, people that gave up after Antithesis, but there's a lot of people that now are love the, like, the new, I wouldn't even call it a new direction, but just, like, the sound of the later, last three albums have all been distinctly different from each other and distinctly different from anything before. And there's people that are, like that's what they... No, that's what they came up on in the past 10 years or so. So I don't think any of them are particularly important. Paul, the guitar player who does the meat and potatoes of all the music, would be the first to tell you he doesn't want to write two albums that, you know, sound exactly the same. Like, we're not fucking Amon Amarth. We don't have to have the same album because that's what the label and the fans expect. Like, we can do whatever we want. Hopefully people like it, and we've gotten lucky that it seems that people have, so...
That's tough, because it seems like if you stray too far, fans are upset, but if you stay too much the same, you know, it's a tough balance, I would think. So, I would think you'd have to really write music for yourself.
Yeah, and that's, we're luckily not big enough that anybody tells us what to do, so, which is like a, in a way a plus, I guess. It'd be nice to be big enough that somebody would tell us what to do, but it's nice that we have the freedom to not worry about it.
Yeah, for sure. Are there any trends in music that you'd like to see Origin take on?
Trends that we like to take on. We do what we do. I mean, we do everything we want to do.
Like electronics or clean vocals or...
Not necessarily, because I mean, in a lot of bands, every once in a while I hear bands, even like bands that are my friends that I don't expect it from, having those grand symphonic elements and stuff like that, and just experimenting. Like, we don't necessarily experiment that much, because we don't, it's not their style, so we don't really need to. And, I don't know, no clean vocals.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know who would do it. I wouldn't be able to do it, I don't think. 20 years of death metal, I don't think I could possibly.
Do you sing by yourself, like, in the car? Just like...
I don't even practice. I don't even warm up. Warm up by drinking.
Any songs off the new album that are impossible to pull off live?
No, we played every one of them live at one point or another so far, so...
And any, when you guys were writing this, are there a significant amount of songs that were scrapped that we'd maybe see someday?
Honestly, for this, no. I think everything, we wrote most of it before entering the studio, and there were maybe one or two that just got polished up and cleaned up and finished off when we were, during the recording process. So, yeah, that's all we got at the moment.
All right. And then people always like to know if you yourself are a fan of music. Do you keep up with current music?
Oh, God, I'm the worst at that. I absolutely do not keep up with current music. I've been listening to the same 10 albums for the past 10 years that, like, even my friends or bands that I'm on the tour, if I'm on the tour with you, like, I'll know what you do, but, God, I'm so bad at keeping up with whatever's new, because then it doesn't interest me. I mean, because I hear it every day of my life, really loudly blaring in my ears, that it doesn't calm me down in other places. Like, if I have to sit and wait for 20 minutes somewhere with headphones on, like, I listen to, like, audiobooks and stuff like that, like, in the car and all that stuff.
It's surprising, I hear that a lot, especially with metal musicians, too, that they listen to books on tape or a podcast or something like that.
Because it frazzles your nerves when you do it professionally. It just burns you out a little bit. And while, like, there's definitely bands that I dig and have utmost respect for and stuff, I might not be able to tell you two songs off their album, you know, but...
Yeah, there's so much music coming out, it's almost impossible to keep up with.
It's a little oversaturated these days, but what can you do?
So you play, like, 30 to 60 minutes a night. What about that and this makes it all worthwhile? Being away from your family and your home and things like that.
Oh, man, I am probably the worst person to ask. I'm the most pessimistic, like, worst person to ask, because I'm home, I hate being home. I want to just get out. The minute I'm out, I hate being out. I want to get home. The minute I'm on the road, I don't want to, like, I'll goof and be like, oh, playing shows is the worst part of my day. Like, I look forward to going to bed at the end of the night, which is like, I'm here to do one thing. And, like, that's a very negative attitude to have, and, like, not shared by many people, but, I don't know what drives me in particular. I think just the experience, just being in a different place, having a purpose. It's in my own egomaniac way, it's nice to be the reason why people come here and stuff like that, so maybe it feeds my ego. And performing is not that bad. When we have great crowds, like Summer Slaughter was a tour that I had no problem. Every night, happy to be there, 1,000 people, I can work with that. But sometimes you're on tours that have highs and lows, or sometimes you're playing for 20 people, sometimes you're playing for 200, and the 20 people nights definitely take a chunk out of your morale, so... Those are the tours I might bitch and moan about more, but...
Are there any other projects you're working on you want to talk about?
I've been whoring myself out to, like, guest vocals for a lot of bands. I just did a song for Ingested from UK. I did a track with Mincing Fury and Guttural Clamor of Queer Decay from Czech Republic, who is a super underground grind band with good friends. I've been doing a lot of that. But that's just because they're buddies. They ask me, and I don't charge them anything. I just do it. But me and John, the drummer of Origin, have another band called Crator, C-R-A-T-O-R, which is, like, more blackened death metal kind of Origin. And that's been, like, our, like, self-released passion project, I guess. And you can only... I don't even know if you can get the CDs anymore. We made 1,000 of them, and I think they are all sold. But we might have... I think we've been in talks and getting signed, and I think that's going through now, so... Might hear more about that in the future.
That'd be nice to see. Anything else you want to talk about?
I think I'm good. If you're
all right. I'm excited for tonight. I seriously have been excited for this for a long time.
Yeah, cheers.
So.
Thank you very much.